Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from NAB in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm delighted to be joined by Yuri Metella, president of Compromato. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Yuri, can you tell me a little bit about Compromato and what you're doing in the media environment?
Compromato is actually 2 years old company. We started out of university research, so we are university spin-off based in Czech Republic with offices in San Francisco. In those 2 years, we went through 2 rounds of investment. And we are focusing on high-quality video encoding and decoding, mostly JPEG 2000 encoding and decoding, very precisely optimized for CPUs and GPUs so that we can encode or decode HD, Ultra HD 4K, or even 8K videos, and also high-volume virtual reality videos.
So why don't you start by telling me, what is JPEG 2000 in terms of a standard, and why is this an important standard within the media arena?
JPEG 2000 is a mezzanine format that has been used for a number of different applications, especially in media entertainment and for video. For example, every time you go to a cinema, what you see on the screen is actually JPEG 2000 encode video. So this is one of the applications. Then JPEG 2000 has been used heavily for as a mezzanine format for broadcast production. So a lot of the big broadcasters are using JPEG 2000 internally for production purposes. Also, archiving is one of the spaces where JPEG 2000. So you can think of JPEG 2000 like what HEVC is for mass distribution, then JPEG 2000 is for video production and archiving.
When you chose to establish Compromato as a focus on JPEG 2000, why did you see this? This is an interesting area to develop codec.
JPEG 2000 is one of the really most advanced. It was introduced in the year 2000, so it's been around for a while. But at that time, they created the JPEG 2000, which is like open standard. We didn't invent in JPEG 2000.
Right.
But JPEG 2000 is an open standard. It was actually created to actually address the high-quality next-generation videos and also imagery, because JPEG 2000 is not only about video, it's also about high-resolution still imagery.
We zoom forward into 2016. Uh-huh. We've got 4K video that's starting to be rolled out with 8K looking like we're on the cusp of that in a few years. Tell me a little bit about what Compromato brings to the table and what you're showcasing at NAB.
It's actually a very good question, and thanks for mentioning 8K and 4K videos, because JPEG 2000 is really one of very few codecs, maybe the only one that can handle 8K video. For example, we with our pure software encoder or the decoder, we can handle 8K or even edit 8K video in real time, which is very, very hard with other codecs. Here at NAB, we are announcing our integration with Intel Server Media Studio, which is a transcoding platform, and now Compromato JPEG 2000 codec implemented for CPU and GPU as well is part of this SDK or this, I mean, transcoding platform, so people can transcode between JPEG 2000 and distribution formats like H.264 or HEVC, which are available in the Media Studio.
So the customers for the Intel Media Studio, can you tell me a little bit about where this is aimed and where Compromato software brings the most value?
One of the examples of users of a Media Studio and actually these transcoding cases are broadcasters. You think of JPEG 2000 as the production codec, so they have their media assets in JPEG 2000 when they are producing or, you know, editing and manipulating the video, but then they need to broadcast it, so they need to transcode it into H.264 or HEVC, and here actually the Media Studio with this like complete offering comes into play, because thanks to that they can transcode the JPEG 2000 into distribution format.
Tell me why you decided to work with Intel on this.
Why we decided to work with Intel, actually it was a pull from the market. We had a lot of people asking, can you do the JPEG 2000 available on a CPU and Intel GPU as well? Mm-hmm. So this is actually how we started. Okay, what can we do? How can we really implement the JPEG 2000 on Iris Pro GPUs and Intel GPUs? Yeah, pull from the market.
I think that there are some free downloads available today of that Intel Media SDK. Mm-hmm. So for folks who are listening online, they can take a look at the technology. But what would you suggest to customers who are looking at taking advantage of this technology in terms of next steps?
They can contact us through compromato.com and ask for a demo.
Fantastic. Well, Yuri, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. Enjoy your week at NAB.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.